Hi, I'm Bruce Sutherland, President, Michigan Agricultural Commodities.
Bruce, you're out this week at the Michigan Agribusiness Association Winter Conference talking about some outlooks in the wheat industry in one of the sessions this week. What are you seeing from MAC's perspective, and what will be some of those high points?
Well, Nicole, it's interesting. We had an interesting fall. It was a kind of an elongated harvest season, and as many folks know, when you're stretching out soybean and corn harvest, you're also stretching out the planting season for wheat. So we're looking for a decline in acres, I think, this year for our winter wheat production for 2017. The year before, we planted 610,000 acres. We think we're down to 550,000 acres in the state of Michigan, which is about a 12-15% decline. There are some private forecasters saying it's less than that and some more, but we think that's right in the middle of the road of what we estimate today.
When you talk about the harvest season, comparing 2016 to the 2015 had a lot of time to plant a lot of those wheat acres. What did the end of this past harvest season wrap up and maybe some of those early winter wheat plantings?
Well, you know, when we came off of the 2016 harvest, of probably one of the best quality wheat crops we've ever had. It was planted in a timely fashion. It was planted early. It got well established in the winter of 2015, and we came out with record yields. This year, in the fall of 2016, as I said, we stretched out the harvest period. We had wet conditions. A lot of the crop did go in a little bit later than we liked. It didn't get well established. Here we are right now here in early part of January without much snow cover, but very cold conditions. So we're concerned about the impact on the wheat that's wintering right now.
When you compare Michigan winter wheat acreage versus maybe some other wheat states, how do we fare and maybe some of the different classes that Michigan stands out in?
Well, let's start with soft wheat first, which is Michigan's primary crop. And we're just like everybody else in the Midwest. We're on a declining acreage. That's been the trend, unfortunately, the last 10 years for the winter wheat crop. And, I think the average decline is estimated between 10 and 12% in the Midwest, and Michigan's right there. But we did see an uptick in hard wheat acres in the western states. But they were coming off, lower crops than the year before. So all in all, I think wheat continues to be the weak sister, so to speak, in production agriculture. And I think the trend, unfortunately, will be for continuing declining acres.
Michigan and some of the upper Midwest areas, comparing to some Canadian acres, you're talking about also across the border production. What are some of those forecasts with our neighbors?
Well, surprisingly, last year, the province of Ontario planted a near record crop. They were close to 1 million acres, 980,000 to be exact. This year, they're estimated only down 8% or 900,000 acres. And they came off a record yield as well, just like Michigan the year before. And for some reason, they were able to get more acres in. So their decline is marginal. So the province of Ontario will have another sizable crop coming at them, whereas Michigan, we're forecasting more of a normal size crop.
How important is what the Canadian crop is compared to Michigan and some of the other Midwest states?
Well, the Ontario crop is a supplement to the Michigan marketplace. This past year, we've seen a lot of bushels coming across the border into the milling marketplace. It also competes with us from an export standpoint for soft wheat. So Ontario, keeping track of the Ontario crop is very important, especially from a marketing standpoint. It is direct competition for a lot of the bushels here we produce in Michigan.
While acreage is declining, how about profitability for wheat?
Well, you know, right now we are fortunate in the sense that we've had a slight rally in the wheat market. It is showing some marginal profitability, not as strong as we'd like to see, but is holding its own, and especially with the improvement in agronomy practices for wheat. We're seeing incredible yields in wheat, especially in the state of Michigan, well over 80 bushels the acre. If that trend continues, I think wheat will be still a profitable alternative, great part of the crop rotation. So agronomy practices, fertilizer technology, all those combined are really helping us with wheat production, from an economic standpoint.
Aside from that extended harvest in 2016, what are some of the other factors that are helping really reduce some of the wheat acreages?
Well, soybeans. I mean, that is the driver. We're going to continue to see, I think, increased acres in soybeans. Soybeans are the low-cost crop, a lot less inputs. And when you have $10 soybeans versus $4 wheat, I think the nod goes to soybeans. Demand, export demand continues to be very strong for soybeans. And we had a near-record acreage in the state of Michigan last spring for soybeans. We're forecasting a record crop again in the state of Michigan for soybeans.
While the export market's a big driver, do you see a percentage of high oleic in the premium market or even non-GMO really seeing some increased interest in 2017?
That's a good question, and yes, we are. I think, you know, when soybeans were trading at $13, $14 range, the non-GMO, the premium market was struggling because, you know, most producers said, hey, I can grow the generic bean and still be very profitable. Right now with soybeans at that marginal level at that $10 range, they are looking at those premium soybean prices for non-oleic, non-GMO, those types of things. We're seeing an uptick in demand, especially from Southeast Asia. I think that will continue to be a factor, and more producers are looking into that.
And any other considerations as we sit in the winter months as farmers prepare for some of their marketings for the next following spring?
Well, I think we have to keep an eye toward South America. You know, their crop is will be harvesting here pretty soon. We anticipate another record crop. That will have a big impact. And I think right now, if you're thinking about planting soybeans, I think forward contracting is going to be very important, locking in those prices ahead of time, or at least paying close attention. That South American market is our biggest driver of prices. Also, the Chinese demand continues to be strong. But, you know, we've got some political headwinds facing us here as we talk about trade issues. NAFTA and other trade types of pacts that are being threatened. So producers need to keep an eye on those impacts on prices.